I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The NFL season is inching closer and closer. Who are the contenders and who are the pretenders? We have 4 downs to figure out your team's future. It's time now for First and Goal on the Zach Gelb Show.
Let's take a stop in the AFC East. Today we will preview the Buffalo Bills. They should win this division once again, and maybe they'll be playing in the Super Bowl and walking away with the Lombardi Trophy. We welcome in a linebacker and a special teams demon for the Buffalo Bills, and that is Tyler Medikevich. Tyler, appreciate the time as always. How are you?
Zach, what's going on, buddy? How you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. Can't complain. I know we got to move on to this upcoming season, but I got to get to one thing from last year. The way that it ended up against Kansas City, I thought you guys that year were going to go to the Super Bowl and win the whole thing. How long did it take? Do you ever move on from what transpired in those final 13 seconds?
Oh, gosh, definitely. You start off right with the stingers. You definitely try to move on from that. It definitely hurt. I mean, everyone saw how tough a loss it was, how good of a game it was to everybody else, how bad of a loss it was for us. But you just got to look at it like any other game, and you just got to take the good things, the bad things out of it, and try to move on, learn from it, and keep it pushing. But, yeah, last year definitely stings when you think about it.
What do you think the team learned the most from the final 13 seconds?
You just got to finish till the clock says zero. You got to do that, and there's a lot of other ways throughout the game. You need to take advantage of opportunities, and you just can't let good teams hang around, you know? And I think that showed last year versus Chiefs and in this league. It's hard when you leave guys with time, you know? You've seen it over the years, the great teams. They find ways to win that last crucial minute. So you just got to find ways to overcome that. And I think we got all the pieces now. Zach, I can't wait for this year.
Yeah, I can't wait to see what you guys do this year. I think you're going to have an unbelievable season. One more on last year before we get to the next down. Were you able to watch the rest of the playoffs? You guys losing the divisional round. You guys have been in the playoffs a bunch of times under Sean McDermott. Were you able, Tyler Medikevich, to watch the conference championship games and eventually the Super Bowl?
Oh, no. I definitely didn't watch conference. And I might have flicked on a series of the Super Bowl when I was with everybody. I couldn't get away from it. But those things are just tough to watch. It definitely gets you motivated a little bit. But watching guys out there playing, you know, when you're like, shoot, that should be us. It's tough. But, hey, man, that's life. You know, you just got to take it with a grain of salt. And get ready to come back. And I think that's what this team's ready to do this year.
Let's get to the next down. Tyler Medikevich here with us, captain of the Buffalo Bills. I also think Super Bowl experience is enormous when a team's trying to win a Super Bowl, because there's a difference from having playoff experience and then having a Lombardi in your closet and then also being able to have a Super Bowl ring on your finger. Bringing in Von Miller, I know he's a great player. We know he's won 2 Super Bowls. But really, just having a guy in that locker room that has won it before probably means a lot, right?
Means everything, man. Just his presence in the building, working with the younger guys on defense, just being able to teach him all his little tricks to perfect his craft. And then not only the defensive guys, but he's going up against the offensive guys every single day, you know? So just watching Deion's game get elevated to the next level. And honestly, it's tremendous just having a guy like that around the facility, just being able to work with him. And, I mean, like you said, he's won a Super Bowl, so he knows what it takes. So he definitely, when he's preaching out there and telling guys, like, let's go, it's time to turn it on, you definitely, everyone's focused, locked into him, because they're like, hey, man, this dude knows what it takes. He's been there before. So it's pretty awesome watching.
I saw there was a report earlier today that Tre'Davious Wright is going to be back to practice sooner rather than later. When you get to Tre'Davious White, that's another big part to your team. Like, we talk about the addition of Von Miller. That guy got hurt last year, and we know how good of a cornerback Tre'Davious White could be.
Absolutely. Tre'Davious is such a special player, man. The dude's funny as heck. Always got the jokes. You could hear him from freaking down the hallway. You could hear his voice, and you know who's coming. But T-White's just a great guy to have around, man. We love him. And I know the team desperately misses him out there on that field. So we're pretty excited once we get him back, too.
Let's get to the next down. Talking to Tyler Medikevich as we preview the Buffalo Bills. You've been around Big Ben. I know he's no longer in the NFL anymore, just retiring. Now this is going to be your number three with Josh Allen. What can you tell us about Josh Allen? Because we all see a great quarterback, but you being a teammate of his, what do you think the NFL is going to be getting this year with Josh Allen?
I mean, I don't think people really understand him taking it to the next level, but I can't wait to watch him this year. He's just a big, goofy dude who just goes out there on Sundays or whatever day it is and just absolutely lights it up, just puts on a show. Dude's such a competitor. I mean, I think that's what makes him. And, I mean, like I said, dude, he's a clown. He's a goofball. He's always joking around, just playing around with guys and stuff like that. So it's pretty fun.
When we get to the wide receiving room, we all know how great Stephon Diggs is, but Gabe Davis, who I've been a big fan of watching all that American Athletic Conference football ever since he was at UCF, he really took his game to the next level during the playoffs in that game where you lost to Kansas City. He had four touchdowns. For Gabe Davis this year, what do you think he has in store for Bills Mafia?
Shoot, sky's the limit, man, for Gabe. Gabe's a freak, you know. He's tall. He's big, he's a physical wide receiver, but then next thing you know, he'll run right by you. Guy's a special player. And he's another dude who's just an absolute jokester. Always joking around, he's a clown, he's hilarious. Dude just wants to be on his boat fishing. He's hilarious.
It feels like there's a loose vibe and somewhat of a confident vibe with your group heading into this season. But would you agree with that, just the way that you're describing a lot of the players on this team?
Yeah, man, I think just guys are able to be themselves out here. You know, they put on their working hat when it's time to go out there and practice or whether we're in meeting rooms and stuff. But, dude, off the field, man, it's just a great group of guys. Guys that just enjoy being together, you know, especially we were just up at St. John's Fisher and stuff off the training camp. So you're just out there. So we were out there playing cornhole a couple nights till like 10:30, you know what I mean? Guys are out there all the time. You know, as Temple guys had to represent too, me and Deion, so just throwing that out there.
How's your cornhole game, by the way?
Oh, it is electric right now. Don't mean to throw that word out there, but I am feeling it when it comes to the cornhole game right now.
Talking to Tyler Medikevich, is this a Super Bowl or bust season for the Buffalo Bills, in your opinion?
Man, I think every year is a Super Bowl or bust. You know, I think that's the number one goal at the beginning of the year. Every team, you want to win that Super Bowl. You want to be playing football in February. And I think that's just going to continue to be the goal, you know. We got all the pieces right now. We got guys dialed in. It's training camp. It's going to be awesome. We got preseason coming up. Finally, some of these guys, some of the rooks that will be helping out the team, you know, are getting ready to throw those pads on for the first time. And, I mean, it's just going to help us even more, you know, once you see what some of these guys can do. And, Zach, I'm so fired up for this season, man. I think everyone's excited for football and stuff, but I'm excited to see the Buffalo Bills play this year, man.
Well, the reason I ask you that is some teams say, hey, the goal's to win the Super Bowl, and you look at the team and you go, this isn't a Super Bowl team. When I look at your team, I expect you guys to win the Super Bowl this year. Do you feel that extra attention? Do you feel that extra hype as everyone's waiting to see, is this going to be the year that Buffalo finally brings the Lombardi back to their passionate fans?
That's the plan, brother. We got a great team right now, Zach. And you know how it is. You just got to take it week by week. It's a long season, man. Shoot, we're playing. Ball starts next week, this weekend, and we're going till, like I said, you could be playing till February. So, you guys got to be clicking. Teams got to do all the right things. The coaches and everybody in the organization definitely did their part of bringing us together. You know, now it comes down to us going out there and executing week in and week out, you know, and hopefully you're playing by the end.
Let's get to the final down. Talking to Bills linebacker and special teams demon Tyler Medakevich. You mentioned some of the younger players. I wonder what your thoughts are on the early returns of James Cook, because I think he's going to be a nice player for you guys in the running back position.
Absolutely. Everyone's seen his film in college, saw what he could do in college. He's just like his brother. He's fast. He's good inside the holes, within spaces, got good balance, and kick to catch. So, he's definitely a weapon that I'm excited to see firsthand this year.
Give me another player or two, since you know the team so well, you being a captain, that maybe people aren't talking about right now that have either elevated their game a lot in the offseason or we're going to be talking a lot about this upcoming year for Buffalo.
I like Isaiah McKenzie. I think Isaiah is such a special player. He's talented. He's tiny, but he is fast. Pound for pound, he's up there. For just like how strong he is and stuff like that. For a tiny of a guy he is, but man, is he electric out there on the field. Dude can catch passes. You've seen his film, you know, and I think with the opportunity that he has and stuff like that, it should be, he's a guy I definitely like.
I'll also say this, the tight end room for you guys, I think it's a lot better than what people think. Dawson Knox is a gamer, and then bringing in O.J. Howard was a big acquisition too.
Yeah, man. We like I said before, Zach, we had a coaches and organization being, they did a hell of a job putting this team together. You know as well as I do, man, could look good on paper. You got to go out there on Sunday and play. I just can't wait, man. The Buffalo Bills, the Mafia. You've been up there. You've seen that Mafia going crazy. There's no better feeling.
Tyler Medakevich, appreciate the time as always. Thanks so much. We'll be talking throughout the season. Good luck this year.
My guy, I'll talk to you, Zach. Appreciate you having me.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.